to a new episode of Sophisticated Ignorance. This is theoretically like episode 5, but it's a new Sophisticated Ignorance, so it's like
shit. What is this, like season 2?
Yeah.
So it's like season 2, episode 1.
Season 2, episode 1.
So you had one of them like just a trial season, yeah, type shit.
See if it'll work.
Just a pilot season.
Pilot season. They called pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked. You know, I took some time off. We're here for season 2.
It's late again. Got a full run.
Oh, yeah. Definitely full run of episodes this time. Shout out to my former co-hosts, Gabby and Drew Bitch Ass.
You kicked them niggas to the curb?
Nah. Drew, I fired. I definitely fired Drew. But Gabby, she moved to Baltimore.
Right.
So she out there living prosperous and shit. But shout out to them.
Why you fired Drew?
You know, situations.
Sometimes
niggas gotta get fired. Niggas get fired
sometimes. Builds
character.
He can still be a guest.
Good resume building.
I feel
you. Sometimes you gotta fire a nigga. Except for at my job, because they refuse to fire me.
Nigga, except for my job, they refuse to fire my bitch.
Like always, you could get the... listen to the podcast at Sophisticated Ignorant Podcast on the Apple Podcast app. You can also find us on Podomatic at theculture.podomatic.com. Episode will be up probably tomorrow. We're doing something special this season. All the episodes will be video recorded too. I don't know where they're going to release that, so, on the bag report.
Probably the FG.
What FG?
Yeah, guys.
Somewhere. They'll be out here.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
You'll see the links out there. I get you all that information for that, for episode 2.
Put it in the description. It's lit.
Wow. You can hit me up at Prince_McFly, drop the Y at the EI. That's on everything, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. My new co-host, Miss V.
What's good?
Where can I hit you up at?
I'm on Instagram, and it's Fee Baby. Phibaby. I believe so, yeah. I really don't know my own.
So...
Sound like they, she robbed people.
Well.
So, are they welcome to sliding your DMs and say reckless things?
DM? Yeah, I will welcome those because I'm just as reckless. I like that.
Alright.
I knew
my other co-host, my nigga DJ Kobe, where can I hit you up at?
Oh, hit me up. I'm on Twitter and Snapchat at DJ_Kobe. And I'm trying to be more active on Instagram, so that's just DJ Kobe, all one word.
You still haven't got the DJ_Kobe?
Hell no. Niggas, report this DJ_Kobe nigga. Not because, like, I got nothing against him, but because this nigga don't post shit, and I need that shit just for all of my shit to be the same. Like, that's the missing Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm.
So what's his name? Because I'm going to report
DJ_Kobe.
I'm about to report that nigga.
Right
too.
Now, everyone.
Like, and if you ever see this...
Instagram,
you know, and you see me telling people to report you, know that it's not a personal thing.
Just DJ? This DJ? Guy?
That's the one. You feel me? That's exactly
eight
why you
followers?
Got... You feel me?
Oh, so, that's so disrespectful.
You don't even got no
name.
Posts.
Who okay. did you wrong?
I didn't do nobody wrong. What it is, as I picked the name that other people have, but
your
when I picked
life.
It, you know what I'm saying? When this I got is, the name, oh I really God. Wasn't thinking about who else got this name.
Like, we're going to say it's spam.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's spam.
I'm going to follow him first, though.
Let's report your ass.
Hold on, what's your shit?
Mine just DJ Kobe.
Not yours, nigga. I'll follow you.
Guest today, my nigga Driz. Where can I hit you up at?
Oh, damn, I'm the guest. I thought I was just recording this shit.
You right here?
Y'all can hit me up at the Yak Guy. On all the shit, you know, the shit people be on, Theyakgld.
Alright, we got my nigga from the 6, the real six god. He's Belly's plug. My nigga Dan.
What's up? You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Native in Paris. One word.
Quick question.
Yes.
Do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
I mean, we make the food, but like, I don't know if we go openly like celebrating what it actually is.
What does
is.
It mean to celebrate Thanksgiving? Who actually celebrates Thanksgiving? Motherfuckers just link up and eat.
Yeah. Like, it's just like an excuse for like having a good meal. Like, there's so much. Thanksgiving dinner is funny because you put in like 8 hours of work for 50 minutes of food.
6 hours of sleep.
Definitely, dog. I ate so much shit yesterday. I had the best, worst, most comfortable, most uncomfortable, shitty feeling sleep I ever had. Like,
maybe it was that barbecue turkey.
It was, for sure, it was the
barbecue the turkey.
Barbecue the turkey, bro.
That's some nigga shit.
You cut that nigga down on his back, and you cut out his spine, open him up, throw him on the grill.
That's some nigga shit. Yeah. I cooked my first turkey yesterday, too, though.
I was gonna have it just litty
again. I was fucking with it at the little homeless dinner.
I put the turkey in the oven. You know what I'm saying? I never had the deep fried turkey. I'm saying, deep fried got put on it yesterday. It's really good. That shit dangerous. It took 45 minutes, so it's like minus the eight hours. Eight hours? It be taking niggas 8 hours to cook the turkey. Kinda. Depends how big it is. My shit cooked that like 3 hours. Was it cooked? All the way through? Okay. And my shit was juicy. It wasn't dry like the other niggas.
That's the thing. I figured it out. This is why the turkey be dry, because they wait for the ding to pop up.
Yeah.
But really, if you wait for that shit, you're going to burn your turkey every time.
Yeah.
So, I ain't do that. I just made sure my shit was up to temp.
You know, in fact, I actually I wouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving, but my family does 2 Thanksgiving, right? So we do the Canadian one. Okay. Canadian is in October. Mm-hmm. And then one we have it in the States, it's obviously
so what's the difference in the day?
What
is y'all celebrating in Canada? Like, did y'all rape and pillage some?
Yeah, exactly. This is like the celebration of the massacre of like natives.
Y'all should probably celebrate Christopher Columbus Day.
Well, that's what. Yeah,
and
like,
John Smith.
Because that is like Christopher Columbus Day is Canadian Thanksgiving.
So that's
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just what, man. I fuck with turkey. You only fuck with turkey like what? Like maybe 2-3 times a year. So. Let's get an extra one in.
On Thanksgiving, I can't think of no other time where they go be like, yo, we got a turkey that we about to cook. No other time of the year.
So what's some of like, go back in your past, what's some of your favorite Thanksgiving memories?
Shit, it might just be the same. I ain't even gonna hold you up.
My favorite one was shooting a bat in the basement.
Excuse me?
On Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I felt it was on some family shit.
Well, what?
My family was there, a BB gun.
Where does the bat come from?
That bitch was just in y'all basement.
Yeah, we had 2 bathrooms, but one was in the basement, right? So my granny, she had to fuck around to go downstairs and use the bathroom because the motherfucker's throwing up in the bathroom upstairs, drunk as hell, my Uncle Jack and shit. She got downstairs to the bathroom. She said when she got like right to the bathroom door, the bat was hanging right there. Mm-hmm. And when I went down there, that motherfucker was still hanging right there. So, motherfuckers like panicking and shit. Everybody like, oh shit, it's the bat. The bat tried to bite granny. The bat ain't even moved, though. It ain't trying to do shit to my granny.
So when you shot it, did you get on one knee like in the Tupac movie and shot it?
I was aiming, but I wasn't on one knee. I had shot that bitch, and I hit it in the wing, and it got the squealing, and it was running back and forth.
That shit crazy.
Like going crazy across the ledge, but it ain't never let go. So now I'm trying to hit it while it's moving.
It's like a carnival.
I just got to shooting that bitch. Now the fuck around and shot it again, then it fell off. My uncles and scooped it up, threw it outside the trash can.
Mine was, I went over my little brother family's crib one Thanksgiving, and niggas started playing Madden and shit. I'm like 15 at the time. Niggas and that bitch playing Madden. That's all I did at that point. Play Madden and shit. So I done beat like 8 straight niggas, dog. I done went around the room and beat a couple niggas twice. So I was like, fuck this game, I quit. I'm tired of beating y'all niggas trash, whatever. So my little brother, uncle, his mans get to playing. And at this point, niggas drunk as fuck. Niggas been drinking Hennessy and shit, taking L's. Niggas, so them niggas playing the game. And my mans, this nigga got mad and kind of like slammed the controller on the ground. So my little brother, uncle get the spazzing and shit like, nigga, you disrespectful shit, disrespecting my house. Nigga, boom, boom, boom. My man's like, nah, I'll buy you another controller if it's broke, nigga, ain't nothing. That shit, this little ass argument to land to this nigga getting thrown down the steps. And it's like, it ain't like a straight, going straight down the steps. It's one of them curved bitches. You know how old Detroit houses be? Mm-hmm. Duh, this nigga done threw this nigga down the steps, duh.
So what was the resolution? Fab just got through the steps, yeah, and that's how it ended.
Was this before or after the food?
After.
Okay. Well, at least he got a meal out of it.
Meal, a good video game.
Man, it's fucked up.
Great story.
Right, you got a good story out of it. A couple war wounds.
It's a good day.
So, Black Friday is today. Probably one of the most scammed days in fucking year.
Big scam.
Have any of y'all ever been to like one of them Black Friday sale type things?
I worked them bitches for like five years in a row.
I worked them bitches, but I ain't never like been shopping.
When I was shopping today,
I don't like people that much, and it'd be more aggressive fucking trash. Shoppers. I'm straight.
Nigga, I went to, the shoes came out on Black Friday, so like at midnight, I was up at Great Lakes grabbing the, I think it was the Black Cement 3s or some shit like that. So, nigga, we like, we already up here. We just about to chill and watch these niggas shop and shit. Nigga, it got... Niggas bored. Nigga, it got to, like 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 or some shit. Niggas in this bitch get to scrapping. These niggas throwing chairs in that bitch. You know the chairs at Great Lakes Food Court. Them bitches hard as hell. Yeah. Niggas throwing them bitches against the glass and shit.
Big pandemonium at Great Lakes.
That's why we have time for. Like, bro, I just came to get some deals.
And it'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning, like, people run up, walking around with, like, baby strollers.
Right. Can't even find parking.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it to me.
The sales fucking suck, too. Like, you get better sales before, like, a week before Christmas and Black Friday.
Yeah. So, me and Cole, we went to the Jay-Z concert last week.
Big facts.
How was that?
Tony loved Dick Mensa's performance.
All right, we're not going to even wait to Cole get back to tell you about this Dick Mensa bullshit. But the concert itself was dope as fuck. This is like my 12th whole concert I think I've been to.
I think this is like my 7th or 8th.
So, the concert was straight. It was a normal whole concert. He did about an hour and a half. The stage was fire.
Yeah, at first I didn't really know how it was going to play because it was just like the way I was set up before it started. But then once it started, I was like, oh yeah, this shit is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Vic Mensa a bitch ass.
Yeah.
So, this nigga go on, doors open at 7, this nigga went on exactly at 8 o'clock.
Which I appreciate because punctuality is key.
Yeah. So, this nigga DJ, like, usually, you know, when it's like the opening acts and shit, the DJ, you know, do whatever his intro is or whatever. When I say them niggas hit the music and this mix of...
This shit was so disrespectful. He appeared in face. Like, just from a performance, like, as a performer, they did dog so dirty. They didn't announce him. Them niggas didn't turn the lights off.
They
just started this nigga music. It was like 17 niggas in their seats. Nobody was even giving a fuck. Like, he performed half his set before they even turned the lights off and put his name on the wall. Like, it was very disrespectful the way they brought dog out. However, son was trash from the gate.
As fuck,
soon as the beat dropped, shit was garbage.
The whole time. They knew that from soundcheck, though. That's why they did
That's why they didn't show him no love. But that shit, I don't understand. I hope, like, it's got to be some footage of him in other cities turning up. Because right. if this is what he been doing the whole tour.
How did he last?
Did y'all get y'all's money's worth? Like, what did y'all pay, dog? Did y'all pay him at all? Because there's no way that you pay money for this performance.
Like, that shit. This nigga on stage with a TLC No Scrubs outfit on.
He was dressed like Eddie Murphy in Raw. Fucking yeah, all Shawn leather.
Pants on.
Screaming fuck the police to an empty stadium. Like, what's wrong with this dude?
Like, it was so, this nigga was on stage so long, I left.
His set was like 57 minutes long.
I left, I went to go drink some Hennessy, bought some expensive ass pizza, ate the shit.
You should have got the cheese bread, because the cheese bread in there is actually a bargain.
A bargain?
Bro, you gotta think what stadium really food cost you. Yeah. Hell yeah, nigga. How much do a hot ready cost you in that bitch?
$15.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nigga, what you talking about? Is that a bar you get you a, what is it like, $6.75 for that bitch? I ain't never buying nothing out of that bitch but cheese bread.
So, I went to go get me something to eat and a drink. I done went back to my seat. This nigga still was on stage for like 25 minutes, dog. And then, it was to the point I just blocked it out. I'm just there chilling in my own zone. And when I click back in, this nigga on stage singing ballads and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
from where we was sitting at, we was like right in the corner. You could just look out and see everybody that was in their seats on their phone. Like, the whole stadium is a sea of phones. Not like niggas recording the performance and shit, but like niggas just on their phone.
And Vic could see it because the lights had not been turned off yet.
Hey, no, the best thing about his whole set was the poet nigga.
Yeah, he had Malik Yousef up there looking whack as fuck because he was a part of that trash-ass performance. And he was up there saying some real shit. Shit was trash.
Shit was trash. And then, fuck Hot and Ready Arena parking. Unless you paid the $40 like we should have done. Paid the $40, we would have been in there.
What you should have did was what I told you to do. You should have parked by the fucking Masonic Temple. It was $35. It wasn't $40. Okay. And it was like, it wasn't even like a 2-minute walk to the shit. You should have just came over there.
When I talked to you on the phone, we was already in the process of praying for parking.
Oh, yeah. Y'all should have said, hey, man.
We parked like on Charlotte. Is it Charlotte Street? I think it's Charlotte Street. Old girl who my man was with, she was like, yeah, it's free parking over here. I already knew it wasn't free parking over there, but I was like, hey, I'm not driving.
The last thing you want in Detroit is free parking.
No, that's the tickets.
So no, man, nigga, your shit won't be there when you come back. And what's left, you're not even going to want.
So we get this parking. It's literally around the corner from the arena. Like, you get out your car, you see the arena. But, so it's like a block away, but it's raining outside. So at this point, I'm like, fuck it. We walk to the arena and shit. It's cold as fuck outside. It's raining. We get in that bitch, enjoy the concert, leave out. So, we didn't leave out the door that we came in. That sent this shit into a whole nother dimension, dog.
Got lost.
Got lost as fuck walking around this fucking big ass arena, bro. Yeah. So,
that shit huge walking around there on the outside.
So, I get us to the point. To 20 minutes in, I get us to the point to where the door we came in at. I'm like, this is the door we came in at. So we basically starting from the beginning. So I'm like, we go straight, make a left, boom. We at our parking spot. So we go to straight, and then she like, my phone telling us to go right.
Yep, y'all fucked up.
So we follow her. So we walking. I'm like, bro, we did not park by the fucking Fisher Freeway, dog. I know this for a fact. For a fact. Like, I'm looking down the street, I can see Greek Town. I know for a fact we're nowhere near.
Y'all all the way in the wrong yard.
Exactly, bro. And then the stores we see it.
How the fuck y'all get all the way over there?
I can see Greek Town.
And then.
That bitch fine.
That shit on the whole other side of the fucking 4 feet.
Freeway?
So, nigga, I'm like, dog, we done walked by this fucking store already. I know for a fact it's a gold store on the corner. It's a purple store on the other corner. I looked at these stores the last time we was over here. So,
niggas was hitting the block.
Nigga. And then everybody who work for Hot and Ready Arena, they don't know where the fuck shit at. They like,
of course not, because they're not from around here.
Exactly. So we finally get on the right. Look, this how bad it was, how irritated I was and cold I was. I done seen like 10 Beyoncés through this process. I'm just walking by them, not, like people I know. I'm walking by them, not saying shit to them. So they didn't hit me up like, hey, damn, you can't say hi. I'm like, bro, it was nothing personal. I was cold. My feet was hurting. We 45 minutes into this shit. So I'm like, I wasn't talking to nobody. So then we finally get to the car. In the process of getting to the car, this cop about to beat the shit out of this white nigga. Because the white nigga thinking he, you know, he can't get touched.
She ain't got nothing to do with you.
I'm like, damn, it's cold out here. I would stay out here to see this shit, but it's cold as fuck and it's raining. So we get to the car, and they drop me off, boom, boom. So he hit me up like, yeah, man, she said you was being real quiet on the way back. I'm like, dog, you know how irritated I was in that fucking car, dog? Like, we just had to walk out here for 45 minutes. Like, bro.
Listen to a phone.
I already had a headache from a concert.
Bro, every time I go to the Little Caesars Arena in the future, I'm parking in the same place. Because it's just so convenient to park all the way over there. You don't really have to fight to get out, for real. I mean, it's only one entrance that they let you get in. But once you get out the parking lot, it's really not too much hassle because you're right there by the freeway to get in. To get into the stadium, you really just got to walk across the street and go inside. It's nothing. But that $35 that they had to pay, that shit was outrageous.
That shit crazy. I saw the $10 parking down there. That shit hella far.
That shit's like 2 miles away. Yeah, that shit far.
But he had custos, though.
That's exactly what they was, too. But I ain't about to walk in that cold ass rain just for the sake of paying $10.
So it was a great concert. Fuck Vic Mensa.
Yeah, they could have had anybody else open up.
They should have had Belly.
Should have had Belly.
You know Dub won tickets from Tidal to go to that.
Yeah, he hit me up, and I was like, man.
When is it?
It was like 3 days ago.
It was on Monday. But it was in Toronto. I'm like, man, I got to go to work.
And he hit me up. I'm like, man, I ain't got no papers. Can't even do it.
Oh, you can't even get over there.
Can't even get over it.
Yeah.
I would have for sure went.
So Bam and Jada finally dropped what's the name of that shit? Friday on Elm? No. Friday on Elm Street?
Something like that.
Friday 13th on Elm Street.
Something corny. So going into it.
I thought it was supposed to be Freddy versus Jason, like
they probably like could, some
copyright shit.
Yeah, it was gonna sue the fuck out of the niggas.
And like, well, I guess you can't really own Friday 13th as a real day.
Yeah. And Elm Street is a real street. So, going into it, if you know who I am, I don't really fuck with, Loso, in case you ain't know so. So my expectations for this shit was like, this shit gonna probably be ass. Have anybody else listened to it?
I listened to maybe like the first 3 or 4 songs on there, and I realized like the same reasons that we hate Fab is the same reasons we love Fab. It's the exact same thing. What I heard was decent. You know, it wasn't. I don't got no slander for it, but I ain't listened to the whole thing.
I listened to the whole thing. I don't really got no slander for it. It was just average, though. It was like, we waited 3 years for this.
For a couple good tracks.
I would have rather Fab just put out another Soul Tape. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers. Your Fab's ghostwriting, right, Tom?
I never wrote anything for Fab. Fab had a bar in the intro. He was like, niggas been rapping for 10 years and never changed their style.
When I heard that, I was like, fam. I was like, come on, you still.
Like, come on, fam. Have anybody listened to the Jaden Smith album?
That shit fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
That L, the second track on there, shit go crazy. The transition into that shit. Yeah. The way all them fuckers, I don't know why he just spaced them out. They all could have been one song, but that shit cold.
I was reading today, this shit's supposed to be a movie, too.
I'll watch it.
Explaining who Sire is and shit like that.
That'd be dope.
I definitely went into this project because I heard Jaden Smith rap before. I'm like, oh, this little nigga dope and shit. But I don't know about a full project. And I was fully impressed by this shit.
Nah, but I heard a full project from before though, cause I the first thing I heard from was that Cool Tape 2, and that shit was solid from top to bottom, and that was like when he was like 14. So now, I mean, he used a lot of the same flow on there, like he used that triplet on every song, but that nigga be saying some shit in that little flow that he be using.
Right.
So I'm down for the movie.
Shout out to Lil Pump, number 3 song in America.
I'm not shouting out Lil Pump.
Hey, man, he got the number 3 song, and he said,
Gucci gang, 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 Gucci. Repeat. I watched this video today. It's the song without, like, all the repeats, like, so all the lines that he rapped, the repeat not in there, the song 40 seconds long. Oh. No bullshit, it's 40 seconds long.
It's like, think about it, like, if you had to, like, if it's, like, 100 years from now, or dissect and rap lyrics and like this was the most this is one of the most popular artists in 2017 and then it just shows like
they ain't gonna be like oh they put us in there they just like it all fits together they president works and shit. They music wasn't shit.
Hey Dan, what's the next topic?
Dipset reunion.
Dipset reunited this week.
So where was this at?
In New York. Okay. The concert, yeah, the concert was in New York.
Them my niggas, but fuck them niggas. It's too late. Them niggas are all trash now.
I don't know. That little that record they dropped, that shit was kind of fire. I ain't gonna
lie. I still haven't heard.
A disgruntled fan.
I still haven't heard Joel Santana rap in a long time.
What? He just dropped, and that shit was ass, I promise
that
you.
That Santana's back?
Yeah,
one.
That shit was bums, boy.
That last mixtape he dropped was terrible.
So what's this Cameron beef?
So,
they've been beefing since Cam took the last shot.
So, yeah, Cam and Mace been beefing. So, but then it was like a time when Dipset was going at that nigga Mace like bad. But Mace never said anything back to
him.
Did
you listen to the record?
I listened to it.
Was it cool?
That shit was fire, bro.
That shit was fire. So I should go listen to it.
You should go listen to it. All right, I'm gonna go listen. That shit was fire. That nigga Mace took his about. Like, his decade, he been writing for that whole decade.
Man. My thing with Mace is, I don't know how serious I could take him, because one day he murdered Mace, and then next day he pastored Mace, and then next day he just out here arguing with Charlamagne in random food spots in Miami. Like, what dude is you? And now you dissing Cameron, like, our... Like,
preachers is pimps and businessmen. So Mace is just that.
It's all a business.
Preachers is hustlers. Mace is a hustler.
That shit fire. He rapping off the Blueprint 2 beat. The song, right, the Blueprint 2.
Hell no.
I swear to God, nigga, that shit fire.
Right, we gonna see.
He had some drops for Cam.
They shouldn't have reunited. Mace had to get on their ass.
So have y'all seen them? Supreme dropped. First off, fuck Supreme, but Supreme dropped a Timberland collaboration.
Yeah, I see them.
With the American flag.
It would have been useful as fuck on Halloween.
For sure, would have been useful as fuck.
And of course, jewels.
What I mean, them niggas gonna buy them bitches off the hype.
Yeah.
Who wants to fucking walk around with the fucking U.S. flag on their fucking feet?
A goofy.
A New York nigga.
All them New York niggas is gonna buy that shit.
Probably not.
Niggas gonna be dying for them boots. Watch. When they drop.
Resale for them bitches gonna be like $1,500.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
Once again, fuck Supreme. Next
unless y'all gonna give us some free shit. Yeah. Man, we fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all niggas really supply quality product to the community.
But if there's no free shit involved, fuck y'all niggas.
I'm a size 13, though.
So what's the next topic?
Meek Mill.
Meek Mill went to jail just last week.
Hell no.
2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago, at least.
Been to jail for a minute.
A couple weeks. The same judge has been fucking with him the whole time. Was like,
is she fucking with him though?
Same judge you've been having problems with. I guess Meek violated probation again. I don't know what he was doing. I think it was a situation in New York when they was on dirt bikes in Manhattan. And then it was another situation when the police involved in St. Louis where it was a fight or something like that. So she pretty much sent that nigga to jail for 2 to 4 years.
Damn. And he was traveling because, what, he wasn't supposed to be traveling?
You gotta let niggas know you're on probation, where you're going and shit like that. But to me, that should be simple. You know where you're performing at and shit like that.
And you should have a team that, like...
That takes care of that.
O'Malley ain't doing shit. You can let the judge know where he is.
O'Malley look like the nigga that you can trust with the schedule.
No, so, this is my thing. You know you're on probation. You probably shouldn't be doing stupid shit to get you in trouble. Yes, the situation is fucked up. How they doing you? But, you know, it was decisions you made. So... Even if you be like, yo, this some bullshit, you still gotta follow the fucking rules, bro. Right. So, you shouldn't be in New York on dirt bikes in Manhattan. If y'all have never been in Manhattan before, it's a place where niggas on dirt bikes shouldn't be.
He's a grown man.
They ain't even really the space for that type of activity. Yeah.
Like, so it's a gang of you niggas on dirt bikes just going through that bitch. It's like a gang of niggas on dirt bikes going through Birmingham.
Too many rich ones.
So, of course, the police was going to get involved.
And they're trying to buy precious metals and shit, and y'all just doing wheelies through there.
I don't know. I just feel like this nigga Meek just pushing it. Do I think he deserved that much time for the shit that he did? Probably not.
Right.
But
fuck no.
If you're on probation, how many times you get to violate before they cook you?
And if he's in Cali, how many times this
nigga? You feel what I'm saying? Now, how many times this nigga done violated?
He's like failed a bunch of drugs.
You feel what I'm saying? So how many passes do we gotta give him before he get to deal with the shit the way everybody else would have to deal with it?
Right. So they basically want to show him he ain't bigger than the law.
Basically. And that's it. But it seems like that nigga think he bigger than the law. Like, what do you mean, Meek Mill? Like, you got out of jail.
He did.
But your album mantra was going straight. Yeah. Now you on drugs. Wait. Now you fighting. Now you...
on dirt bikes in Manhattan.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, how many times you think you could just slide past and we just be like, all right, man, he Meek Mill. That shit don't mean nothing to nobody.
Everyone's holding down for Meek Mill, though.
Goofy niggas is out there protesting like y'all about to free Meek Mill because y'all out in the street rapping Dreams and Nightmares. Like, what the fuck? Y'all couldn't have picked a better song? Fuck out of here.
He gonna get out. He not gonna do these 2 to 4. He gonna get out in about 6 months.
Yeah, he gonna do about another 6 months.
When you get out, bro, don't do goofy shit.
Yeah. He gonna be turned up.
And that's his problem.
It's a fucking problem right there.
So, Aubrey, I think he was in Australia, and he said free Meek Mill.
I feel like Drake, like, he know when he winning, and he just, like, he just want to just tell you he winning without saying it. He just want to be like, all right, free Meek Mill. Like, yeah, he probably really want him to be free, but it's like, free the little homie. Like, he little dog him every chance.
Yeah. It's like, by giving him sympathy, he's like, yeah, I still put you on the OVO. Backdrop.
Like Kobe said a few weeks ago, all Meek Mill gotta do is apologize to him.
All you gotta do is apologize, be like, yo, I was on the tip. That shit shouldn't even went that far.
Over a bitch.
Yeah, whatever it was. Whatever it was for, like, shit shouldn't went that far. I was out of line. And that nigga Drake let up off him. He had motherfucking removed this curse that he got on him. But he not gonna do it. Until he do right by Drake, nothing is gonna, everything he even think of is gonna crumble.
Oh, God.
Everything he thinks of.
For real. Look at what happened. That nigga dropped the album. He dissed Drake.
shit started going downhill for him. He went to jail. He got out of jail. He dropped the album. Shit was going good for him. Now shit going back downhill for him. He's not going to win until he apologizes to Drake. The universe won't let it happen.
Shit might be real.
That shit's real.
Yeah, always respect Canadians.
He got to write him a letter from jail.
We got a real one with us.
He got to write Drake a letter from jail.
He just got to be in like, crayon.
Just bare his soul to him, you know what I'm saying? He's just be like, listen.
And you know what Drake could probably do? He'd probably post that shit on Instagram.
And then we can have the fade that he go get that fade he really wanted.
He gonna post it in the envelope.
Yeah, if he posts in the envelope. Either way, if he posts any piece of it.
Full name, middle name, and everything.
Yeah. You gonna have to fade that nigga for sure. You gonna have to send them niggas that came at the Young Dog.
That shit is hilarious.
Ray Allen.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh man.
Oh, that ain't so, Jesus.
What did he do?
Your man.
He got catfish, right?
Well,
that's only one part of it. So, your man's Jesus, you know, I guess he's sliding in DMs and shit like that. So, this is what the story says. The same nigga was the three females supposedly catfishing Ray Allen.
Three times.
So he in multiple DMs shooting shots, literally.
At the same nigga.
But.
It was different wigs.
It was three different pages.
Different
wigs. Ran by a nigga.
So he really saw something in this nigga, huh? Ooh.
So, the first claim was he was saying Ray Allen was stalking him.
Yeah. Like, Ray Allen was so angry he was getting catfished that Ray Allen started stalking him.
Stalk is a very strong word.
Like, stalk. For what, though? Like, stalk, like pulling up at his job or some shit like that? Like,
I don't know.
Bro, Ray Allen's not pulling up at Kinko's to check you, bro. Like, not about no catfish.
So, Ray Allen and his team decided to pay Dog off. So, none of the messages between the two came out, so Dog couldn't post that. So it was a settlement out of court for that shit. So then, I just read this today. My man's is like, no, I wasn't catfishing this nigga. Like, he knew I was a man. So his claims that Ray Allen out here wilding.
I need sources.
All right, cite your sources,
I need
sir.
Sources.
So, you know.
You're not gonna put this evil on me. Ray Allen's the NBA champion.
And on Jesus. And on Jesus.
Not Jesus, bro.
Yeah, I don't got nothing for that. Yeah, that shit, you gotta be careful.
I don't know.
This is my thing. Do Ray Allen really gotta jump in DMs, though?
I mean, do anybody have to jump in DMs? Probably didn't have to. But
it's a thrill.
That nigga probably has some nice cheekbones. That nigga Ray Allen motherfucker was creeping on me.
Sound like he like boy coochie.
It's a vegan restaurant.
See, that's
because he eat all this meat on the side.
Yeah.
I need sources. You can put anything out here.
That man is number one in most hit threes in NBA history.
He did play with Chris Bosh, though. That's what I'm saying.
And maybe that's why, like, remember all the Celtics? Like, they don't talk to Ray either? Maybe that's why they're angry at him. Because he jumped ship to be
some nut shit
to be
with the locker room.
Number one Bati boy in NBA.
Chris Bosh. Duh. You know, what's the next topic?
next topics are... don't give a fuck, niggas.
What's the first?
Charles Manson's death.
So yeah, Charles Manson died.
I thought Son Mid died. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I didn't even know he was still out
he
here.
He should have. A while ago.
I was reading. L.A. Times was like, inside the softer side of Charles Manson. Like, bro, this nigga orchestrated the murder of a pregnant lady. Like, who gives a fuck about his other side?
It was his baby moms?
No. It was like some people, the family was like some family down the street or some shit like that.
That nigga was on the tip.
Show on the tip. Penalty. It had something to do with since he theoretically didn't murder the people. It was something up, some fuck shit.
I think the thing that pissed me off the most is like, it's like you see like social media people even like paying like saying like RP like Charles Manson. It's like only like white people like romanticizing like even the heinous of fucking people. Like somehow there still be fans of him. Everything he does, like they,
white people stick together, no matter what.
No
matter what you do, the worst thing you could shoot up everybody, you could stab
power
up everybody.
Numbers.
And they'll like say you bullshit. Steal gang gang. They say bullshit like oh, well, they have mental health issues. Hey,
like, like my man who did the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, he gave millions to the community, and he was like, I don't give a fuck.
What you mean? He just gave thousands of rounds to the community, too. Yeah. That's, you just gonna overlook that because he gave some money?
Definitely came and went ham out the window.
Shit, goofy.
Next, don't give a fuck news topic.
Manny Pacquiao and Oscar De La Hoya won Fight McGregor.
Alright. What makes this so crazy is when Floyd Mayweather, they announced that shit, Oscar De La Hoya and Manny Pacquiao criticized them for fighting, McGregor for this money fight. But then you niggas saw how much money this fight made, so now y'all want to jump in on it.
Conor McGregor gonna beat the fuck out of De La Hoya.
He would beat the shit out of De La Hoya, bro.
De La Hoya is old as fuck.
He gonna beat the fuck out this old man.
When this nigga Conor McGregor beat the fuck out of Oscar De La Hoya, he gonna go down as one of the greats.
Hell yeah. He gonna be 1-1. 1-1, two greats, two legends,
with like two
one knockout, one knockout, one TKO in the second round.
You think De La Hoya makes it at least one?
Nah, he'll probably make it
one.
Yeah,
probably make it one.
He got the legs to make it one round. Conor will get on his ass in that second round, though.
Yeah, I bet money, if they make this fight, Conor McGregor will beat the fuck out of Oscar De La Hoya.
He trying to keep boxing?
Oscar De La Hoya?
Conor.
Conor? He ever wherever the money at.
Hell yeah. That nigga went six solid rounds with Floyd, though.
Kind of like Floyd let him, though.
Yeah,
Floyd.
Yeah.
Granted, Floyd wanted to get the money's worth.
Granted.
That'd be a show.
But it did give white people hope, right? But they'll watch that, you're like,
it was this soccer
Look
team
at
that came to the club the day before the fight. When I tell you they was in there on that McGregor shit hard, screaming it like, it's going down, he's going to knock. Like, they was going hard for this man. I just wanted to be in the room with him when they seen him lose. Because they was going, like, they was trying to put money up and everything. There was some soccer team from New York going hard. Six rounds.
Next topic.
Nelly performing at an all-male concert overseas.
Hold on, let me backtrack back to Conor McGregor. And Manny Pacquiao, we told you fucking six fights ago, you should probably stop giving so much money to your fucking country because you're going to end up going broke. And now you out here looking for money fights.
He got a country, though. They should probably treat him like a king, huh? So I would just go home. You ain't got to stay here. Americans don't give a fuck about you. Go home. You done gave them all this money. They should treat you amazing. You should be set.
I would have stopped fighting in America when they, because after his fights, that nigga used to just get the fuck on. He wouldn't pay taxes on this shit. Because he's like, I don't live here. He came. came one of his fights, they was like, nah, bro, you owe us about $25 million, so we need that whole purse, my baby.
So that's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah. How can you go broke in the Philippines?
Because he's giving all the money to the community.
I mean, it's good on him, but like he should have...
The community should be amazing by now.
Yeah. He also should have, like, an accountant that tells him, like, hey, maybe you should stop donating so much.
The Philippines has a lot of money already.
He's probably laundering.
He wants some nut shit.
He wants some bullshit with it.
Promoting his singing career. So, Nelly. He's performing, and, I wish the iPad wasn't dead, because I had facts on where he was performing at. Some foreign country. Like a Middle Eastern country, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought he just got caught with the balls and went to jail.
Was his balls?
I see.
So, the restrictions on this concert is it's a male-only concert. Like, no females can come.
What kind of gay shit is this?
Or was it just, like, on, like, Muslim shit?
It's the Muslim shit.
Yeah.
So, I guess females ain't allowed to go to concerts, you know, over there.
Was it like Saudi Arabia?
It's all
bros.
Or Dabu or something?
It's one of them. They had enough cheese Dubai? To pay fucking Nelly to come perform. Tim McGraw, I think this is the second concert of American artists going over there. Earlier this year, Tim McGraw performed at a male-only concert.
I mean, if they pay you the paper, you're probably more than willing to, like, I guess.
I don't know, bro. I'm not going to a concert where it's all niggas to listen to Tim McGraw.
So much cheese. So much.
I mean, they probably already giving that nigga so much cheese. Yeah. I'm just talking about, like, as a concert goer, like, it's all niggas. We about to watch Tim McGraw.
I'm about to watch Nelly.
Singing out of here?
Like, nigga, I argue with you about Nelly, but we about to watch Tim McGraw, bro. Like, what is this nigga's classics?
He and might have more
they
than
got
Nelly.
Love songs and shit. This nigga,
but not
at least Nelly tried to turn up.
Like, Tim McGraw, his stay within his community, like, you know.
The country.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, our bros, man. We need, like, at least, like, three girls in here just to, like, offset something.
Can it be some female waitresses or something?
What is the bartender's dudes?
Female bouncer?
I ain't tipping no dude bartender.
What's the next
bro, you better give my beer and just keep it moving.
So, yeah, man, you know.
Goldman family wants Judge to force OJ to pay them.
Okay. The Goldman family is the family of the nigga that OJ didn't kill in a situation where he killed, where his ex-wife and her boyfriend got killed. OJ was proven innocent, of course, but due to a loophole, you're able to, if it's enough evidence for you to get convicted of murder, the family could sue.
In civil court.
Yeah. So they ended up winning like $25 mil and like another $8 mil or something like that. And from that day, O.J. Simpson pretty much don't be paying these niggas. Like, they get their money back from bullshit. Like, they'll take, repossess O.J. car or something like and pay through that.
They took his Heisman, too.
Took his Heisman.
They took a lot of that shit.
Everything.
They took
his jewels.
Yeah. Like, all the money he was getting from, like, a video game or something, they took that shit. Mm-hmm. So what O.J. be doing now, like, he'll take the advance, you know, get the fuck on. So now they going in court and they trying to make it to where force, because they think since he done got out, he gonna be making a lot of money and shit like that.
I ain't seen that nigga nowhere but on TMZ since he got out of jail.
There was a meme of him this Thanksgiving saying that Juice was gonna cut the turkey,
carving up all the white meat
with the knife. Yep. So,
like, bro, you're not cutting nothing in his house. But sit on and wait for a plate.
Hopefully, you know, they don't win, because you can't force this man to pay you niggas.
Where he gonna get the money from, bro? This nigga not about to get, like, no crazy, like, endorsement deals. Nobody's booking OJ, like. What is OJ, who's booking OJ and for what? What you gonna book OJ for? What are you gonna come speak at your college? What is he gonna tell the kids?
don't kill people.
Allegedly.
Shout out to Johnny Cochran.
R.I.P. D-Rose.
D-Rose. D-Rose took a leave of absence from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And he injured?
Yeah, he sprained his ankle. And he pretty much said, like, he need time to figure out what he gonna do with this,
his life?
His NBA career, pretty much. They saying he, like, he's feeling down because, you know, he can't get over this injury bug. That's been,
it's because he grew up in Chicago and them niggas ain't eat vegetables. So his body weak. That's all it is. He just needs, some milk.
Need some milk.
So, you know, he had a promising career. You know, it's crazy how
he was a highlight machine, like real machine.
He won
like,
MVP award, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like at this point he.
It's like he's probably just depressed. He's just
I feel like, but I think the best he could be now is like a really good six man.
Yeah.
Like I don't think he's starter no more because he. In the starting role, he gonna keep getting injured.
Too much stress.
Yeah, he eat his vegetables. It's too late.
Need to stop wearing Adidas.
That would probably help too.
That might do it.
And like, if he leave basketball, he leaving $70 million on the table with Adidas. So.
And what the fuck is D Rose gonna do after basketball? That nigga barely talk.
He didn't even pass his SATs.
Mans can't even read.
Someone else did his SATs.
And they allegedly. Still let him go to college.
Because he could hoop.
Calipari is the most shady coach. He finds a way to play you.
Nah, but I don't think he done, though. I think he can get over this little...
Yeah, he just got to get
little mental hump that he in right now. Then.
He was on the mission to prove people that they got to pay him double next year.
Yeah, and at the worst, you'll just sit on the Cavs bench and, you know, collect rings.
You know what's
right?
funny what's about that? When he said, they got to pay me double, he made it seem like paying him double was like some amazing number, like $20 million or nothing. But he made $2 million this year. So paying you double is just, you know, $4 million a year.
Don't break the bank, D-Rose. Save some room. Nah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Topic one.
Topic one is
LeVar Ball versus Donald Trump.
So, a few weeks ago, one of the Ball brothers allegedly got caught stealing over in China.
It's a tape. It's a tape. It's not alleged.
So, doing some dumb nigga shit. Him and two other teammates. So, in China, it's like a 99.3 conviction rate. So, you know, people scared that these three young men was going to be stuck in Chinese jail or some shit like that. So, just so happened when they was over in China, LeVar Ball was over in China with LaMelo, and Donald Trump was visiting China.
Tour of Asia.
I guess Donald Trump brought it to the president of China that allegedly that, you know, they should let the boys go.
Do you believe that, though?
So, they had a press conference. They thanked Donald Trump for whatever he done and all that shit. LeVar Ball went on Twitter like, nah, fuck that. Donald Trump didn't do nothing to get my son home. My son was coming home anyway. Boom, boom, boom. This is what crazy. Our president of the United States is
feuding
in a Twitter war.
It's
with
messy as fuck.
With LeVar Ball.
Because I'm saying that's the most important thing on the agenda. Like, what else is messy. There? Everything else has been taken care of already.
So, like, bro, it's got to be something else more important.
Not one thing. What could be more important?
Mass get up every morning.
Ball is life.
Check his notifications like a regular nigga.
Post something.
Before he even brush his teeth.
Shit crazy. He said Marshawn Lynch should be, was it fired?
Yeah.
Or or suspended.
You can't fuck with Marshawn.
Marshawn Lynch don't give a fuck about that shit anyway. He don't even want to play football. Fire him.
Like, so you mad because he sat during the national anthem and stood for the Mexican national anthem?
You mad like he wanted you to be.
You mad. Are you going to fight him?
You're not going to fight him.
Dog, if y'all have the opportunity to look at Marshawn Lynch, reality show.
Was that scripted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shit's funny.
That's the funniest shit on the internet, dog. That shit is hilarious.
That one episode I liked was when he was in the back and he was telling the guy what to do. So he was telling like the white boy all like the Oakland slang.
Yeah.
And like dudes were like, "What,
bro? You a savage?" So yeah, I just read a story. They was like, the boys was gonna get sent home regardless Donald Trump. Anything.
Because before Trump got involved, there was, like, that Chinese billionaire. Like, he's American, but he was, like, the one contacting, like, China. Like getting in works to, like, get them back.
Yeah.
And, like, Trump may have came in at the last minute and, like, somewhat helped, but, which I really, but he's just the type of dude that just will claim anything.
But right? Do you really give a fuck think that Donald Trump gave a fuck about these UCLA players to get them home? Gave zero fucks. He saw that shit was trending on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was like, "Let me look into this."
He probably asked somebody on the staff, like, "Yo, what's up with this?" And you feel like from that question, he helped them.
So yeah, fuck you, Trump.
If you did help them niggas, it's still fuck you. Good looking.
Yeah, Team Triple B. They said the Big Baller Brand has raised its value to over $13 million from this Twitter feud. So you went right into LeVar Ball trap.
It all worked out. He need to send that nigga Trump some Big Baller Bread.
Definitely.
Next one is Marshall Mathers being overrated.
Okay, so
big bag.
I don't know what it is. Every week I get into one of these debates about Eminem. But this week, this has been, like, crazy. So, since 8 Mile.
Which came out 17 Shout years out. Ago.
This came out 17 years ago?
Yep.
Thank you for that number. So, for 17 years, Brody. Because this is how I look at it. Eminem era, or reign, was from Slim Shady LP to 8 Mile. I think Encore came out after 8 Mile.
Yeah.
If Encore came out, it has definitely been downhill since then. And you've been a below average for 17 years, Brody.
I think Eminem, I agree that he overrated. But I think that the reason he could still put out what he put out and it be such low quality and people still accept it is because Eminem fans don't hold Eminem to no standard. Whatever Eminem give them is gold, because Eminem don't give them much, so they appreciate whatever they give them.
Yeah.
This whole time, it's never been like, if Hov drops some shit that is lackluster or subpar, we gonna say something.
Yeah.
The world is gonna say something. Even if he come back and drop something else, that shit he dropped that was whack, we gonna be like, that shit was trash.
Yeah.
Eminem fans don't have that type of filter. Everything is great. Even if it's trash. So he can keep giving them the same bullshit that he's been giving them for 10 years, and they're going to praise it the same way because...
That's what they do. White
people support them. There's a new song literally about him not being good no more, and niggas is telling
you
everybody
good.
That like, the greatest shit ever. Yeah. He literally rapping every verse about not being dope no more.
They haven't heard him to no standard. If they have him to a standard, he
would
have been
out
the paint.
Me and Tom were talking on the cover. It's like that bias, right? It's like white people will never, like, they will, even if he, like you said, he sucks. They can never even admit, like, oh, like,
they stick,
you know,
together.
Yeah, exactly. They stick together.
Even them bun stuff.
Definitely. Because I look at it like this. If Hov been trash for 17 years,
no,
like, niggas would be like, yo, niggas would really argue, should he be top five?
I don't think Eminem was ever top five. To me, never was top five.
I said that in the barbershop though today. Niggas looked at me like I was crazy.
When was he top five? When was he better than six other niggas overall?
Then I was like, yes, he's a genius at putting words together.
But, I give him that.
But it takes more than that to, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he got the worst delivery of 2017.
Facts.
Close runner-up, Remy Ma.
What about Lil Pump?
I mean, Lil Pump don't even really say enough words to even be considered to have a delivery.
Remy and Eminem definitely neck and neck with that worst delivery.
They should make a record together.
No, they should.
They should not.
They should both kill each other at the same time.
They on the lean back remix with each other.
And that was the last time both of them lean back remix.
That shit was ass. Turn it on right now. I bet y'all be like, this shit was trash.
Like, why is Eminem
Remy delivery shit? Always been suspect when you go back and listen to that shit, man. Now it's just blatant disrespect.
She just dropped a song with Lil' Kim. I never heard it, but...
Trash.
I never you heard know what that song sound like.
Trash.
Ever since the second diss track, yeah.
That first one was trash.
And mine was trash on All the Way Up.
She was garbage on that whole album. That album would have been a classic if it was just a Fat Joe album.
So what's the next one? Next one is
last topic.
Last topic is oh shit, fuck Yeezy season.
Man.
So
don't they come out tomorrow?
Yep.
Yep.
So this is my thing with Kanye. I think Torrance has said something like this, too. It's like we'll put up with your bullshit as long as it don't affect the music. But when you whack at music now, I won't even call Kanye West. I'm not going to say you whack. But when your music is subpar now, and then you still trying to hit us with this bullshit, it's like, come on, fam. I personally think, you know, this is no disrespect towards anybody. I think the Yeezy boots are terrible. The mid ones is terrible. The Yeezy boost boots is terrible. The Yeezy Boost old people shoot is terrible. To me, 90% of the Yeezy Boost low tops are terrible. And then, like, your biggest argument with Nike was they make the shoes limited and they sell them for a high price. But the shoes you're selling us is limited and it's sold to us at a high price. So you went through 2 years of ranting and raving about that, and you still doing the same thing, Brody. Yeah, you could buy the Yeezy Calabasas for the 110, but they look like Reebok Classics. Man's not walking around here in Reebok Classics.
Yo, pineapple head ass, yeah, get it together.
it's like, for like the first time, it's kind of like, I don't really care about Yeezy season.
Yeah, them Yeezys be taxing, man. Even the fake Yeezys is taxing.
Comic J Wheel head ass Yeezy.
It's like, they made an announcement that he's going to produce all the music coming from Good Music this year.
Yeah, that's cool.
That might be alright.
I got time for that.
That might be alright.
What yay are we getting?
Travis Scott.
He better take his ass to Hawaii.
Man's not in Hawaii.
In Wisconsin.
Do you think Kim ruined him?
No. I think his mom died. Really.
Yeah.
Because since his mom died, he'd been on the tip.
I think...
He'd still be on the tip if he wasn't with Kim.
I think Kim probably saved him from committing suicide.
Yeah, I was about to say, Kim the only thing that kept that nigga alive in real life.
That's deep.
Cause that's like the happy point of his life, you feel me?
She probably do got that firebox, that good neck.
Yeah.
Kardashian keep him alive. Gotta be on point.
Maybe that was like this girl of his dreams.
Though. Yeah, and I hope
was.
Not.
It was.
No, poor bitch can't be the girl of my dreams. Even if it was a one-time thing, it's over.
You see the video available online.
No, if your coochie available online, it's over. You can't be the girl in my dreams. Unless my dream is about a threesome.
Have you ever had one?
I guess it's a yes.
No.
My man's having been fortunate.
Kobe having all the threesomes.
Fuck out of here. Way my life set up.
Living life.
I'd be lucky to get a onesie.
That's how I'm living.
Is that you? Is that just you? Or is that you with someone else?
That's how I'm living.
No, that's
I'm trying to get a onesie.
I'm trying to get a onesie.
Somebody purping. Tony Cole.
Man's having been fortunate.
Oh. Like close though?
Niggas.
I had a play. It was a situation.
I ain't even had no play.
Where I could have got like the triple toppy. But
triple toppy?
Triple.
That shit didn't work out.
You fucked it up, didn't you?
It was multiple situations that fucked it up.
I had a situation, but out of town situation.
But. You was about to get the triple neck?
No, not the triple
neck. Hey, <yeah. laughs>
three-way, but she wasn't cute enough.
Gotta have less standards for sure. Oh. Definitely gotta have standards.
Threesomes and triple toppy. That's what drove that nigga crazy, the triple toppy.
Man.
And fuck Yeezys.
Definitely fuck. First off, because, man, they done pushed back King Push. Well, not pushed it back. They done scrapped three different versions of that shit.
But we got a Sci-Hi album.
Mm. We did get a Sci-Hi album.
And that's what you thought it was going to be.
But how much of that was produced by Ye?
I don't really too much care about who produced it because we finally got a Sci-Hi album.
True.
And it's a good.
And he got a song with Travis Scott that I don't hate.
Travis Scott got some crack, unfortunately.
Beebs in the trap.
What, bro?
I would have rather they had Travis Scott open up than Vic Mensa bitch ass though.
Travis Scott probably got it. He got an amazing show.
Mm-hmm. They would have turned the lights off for Travis Scott. Yeah.
So at no point they turned the lights off for Vic Mensa?
Bro, it was like 15 minutes in when they turned the lights off. Like, okay.
He would have had y'all seen about pills and heels and candy canes.
That should have been better than Vic Mensa.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck what that nigga was talking about.
And who minutes. Gave him an hour?
Man.
Almost like it's almost like he like just found a microphone.
And went that's what stage. It seemed like. It seemed like they just
went on early.
And they're like, oh shit, he's been on for 50 minutes. Turn them lights off. And he was and that's when he started really feeling himself, started going those deep ballads, right?
That nigga was on stage singing.
You said like he had both hands like, and he had like, his face what? Sweating away, shaking.
Yeah, fuck, Vic, no scrubs, Mensa.
That nigga left academics alone. He ain't want Ben Staples to fade his ass.
And that's facts.
Ben Staples drop that location on his head top. Like, pull up if this smoke back in there.
You don't think Big Mess with the,
No. Yeah, Staples would beat the break off this.
You see how Vic Mensa dresses?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? His clothes be too tight. He ain't ready for a hand. Yeah.
He could probably beat up academics. That's why Vince Staples was like, man, leave Vince Staples me alone.
Look like one of them badass kids who used to not wear shirts.
Yeah, he definitely a shirt off kid. That's how I know he'll fuck this nigga Vic off. This nigga ain't never had his shirt off.
That nigga definitely came at that nigga Vic like, get that nigga academics his ball back, bitch. All right, are you?
Because, you know, you can't just jump tough with academics,
That's what be whack when niggas go on the show and try to punk academics. Like, he obviously the soft one on the show. Why you don't try to punk this nigga Joe? You would look way tougher.
Because, you know, Joe don't fuck kids. Shit out of somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Pull that shit with him. We'll see if he really about that shit. You trying to talk to academics. You know academics ain't gonna do shit.
The more he be on that show, the more he ain't as trash as he used to be.
Yeah. That nigga still trash, but still don't mess with that nigga. Cause he a pansy. We're picking on that nigga.
Yeah, you don't get no stripes on academics. Like, you don't look cool at all. You just beat up the soft dude.
Like, you could have handled that shit in the green room, bro. Don't take it in front of the camera.
See, hell bitch, yeah, slap him. Just take his hat in the green room.
Right. And wear your shit on the air. Do some shit like that. Don't try to beat this nigga up while the camera's rolling.
So, yeah, man, that's the podcast. Season 2, Sophisticated Ignorance, Episode 1. Shout out to FG Radio. Shout out to The Bag Report. Shout out to Welcome to My Nuts Podcast.
Straight up.
You can,
that was perfect.
You can listen to the podcast on the Apple. on the Apple Podcast app, just search Sophisticated Ignorance Podcast. You can listen to us on Podomatic at theculture.podomatic.com. You can follow me on everything at Prince_McFly. Drop the Y at the EI. Fee, where can I hit you up at?
Fee_baby on the Instagram. I was wrong the first time, but I got it right.
Kobe?
Hit me up at DJ_Kobe on Twitter and Snapchat. And buy my song off iTunes. It's called Back of My Mind. It costs 99 cents. It's fire. Don't be trying to return that shit because I'm a disputed.
Niggas be trying to return as well?
No, but you can. Man's be finessing G.
Game. Hit me up at the guy on everything that niggas be on. Theeykzod.
The king of the dot, the real six guy, Belly's distributor.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Native in Paris, one word.
Do y'all really call Toronto the six?
I mean, no, they don't. Like, people like from Toronto, they're like, now that it is, like, oh man, we know from the six. Like, man, they would call, Toronto used to be called T dot. You know, GTA, like, all this other shit. Drake says Six God, and I was like,
T-Dot, Boom Scrap, DVD.
Yeah, like, I was like, what? Well, yeah, it was Six God. And I was like, man, they ain't called the Six. That's stupid.
So where did the Six come from?
I think Belly's from Toronto, too.
Okay.
But, like, I think he's from, like, Mississauga, which is, like, a suburb of Toronto. Okay. Like, all these dudes that claim they from Toronto, like, they ain't from Toronto. They're all from, like, the burbs and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, like, Toronto, the hood? Detroit.
Like, Toronto, yeah, like Toronto's like, yeah, Toronto would be like Detroit. It's not the hood, but, like, it's just,
like, how you from Ferndale?
I'm not from Ferndale. Never lived in Ferndale.
Boy, you definitely from Ferndale. What are you talking about?
Barely seen Ferndale.
I ain't barely seen it. Okay.
Man, Belly came. came up, though, like, that dude used to suck.
That nigga hard.
Yeah, like, his shit out cold well, now. Yeah, like, I when like I hear him now, I'm like, this ain't the same dude I heard when I was in high school. Like, that dude I heard in high school.
I ain't never heard none of that shit.
It was terrible. Nah, and when he started coming up, I'm like, man, I don't trust this. Like, I ain't listen to this, but, like, yeah, he's... I don't know what happened.
He probably got Canada's
on the come up.
Mm-hmm.
So was Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's definitely on the come up.
They need to improve that parking for Lewis, High and Ready Arena.
But, like, alright, this is what I have to say about, like, the... For, like, the come up, like, Tron on the come up, is, like, I get annoyed at the fact when people say, it's like, oh, man, Tron's coming up, is, like, what do you mean coming up? You're like one of the richest cities in the world. Like, yeah, where are you coming up from?
Yeah, like, y'all like number six or something.
Yeah, like it's like one of the most sought after places. That's why when like I see shit like the all these cities like Toronto's like Toronto ripped off Detroit versus everybody, started making shirts like that. It's like Toronto versus everybody. I was like, man, that's stupid. Like, you one of the most sought after cities. Like, what do you mean like Toronto versus everybody? Like, there's like a meaning behind that Detroit versus everybody because like no one gives a shit about Detroit. That except for people that like. Have connection to. Like, that's the only reason why, like, that shirt is meaningful and that brand is meaningful. When you say, like, stuff like Trump versus everybody, like, man, you've already had it good. Like, no, nothing, there's no one against you guys. That's just my brand for that.
Mm-hmm. So, Toronto, don't be beefing with Vancouver or Winnipeg?
Nah, like Canadians are, like, passive-aggressive.
They're cool over there, man.
Ain't that cool?
Cultural?
I guess, like, it is. Like, it's still so, like, Eurocentric there, though, too. It's like, they still control all the power and all that. Like, if anything, it's like different cultures are able to survive because, you know, like, kind of same thing. They'll group together or, like, they'll live in the same neighborhoods and stuff like that. And, like, you can basically be, like, Korean and, like, you can live in a Korean neighborhood and you wouldn't need to know English or anything like that.
There's a lot of Somalians right now, right?
Yeah, there's an influx of Somalians. Like, that's one thing in Canada, they do allow a lot of, like, what's the word? Not immigrants, but when they're escaping refugees, yeah. So
I heard they're supposed to take like 25 million more.
Yeah, like they do, yeah. But that's the thing. That's where you see.
I mean, that's what's up, though.
But then that's where you see like the racism. Like, I hate Canadians saying like, oh, Canada's not racist. Man, Canada's like racist as fuck, dude. Like, I'm Native American, and over there, dude, it's like the race relations between whites and Native Americans is like how race relations are. Like, it's on the same, like, level. And if anything, it's just, yeah. But I hate that whole shit, like, oh, Canadians are so nice. They're, like, they're so, like, you know, there's no racism. Like, Canada's racist, for real.
Oh, there's racism everywhere.
Yeah. But I think what I don't like is, like, when they try to say, like, oh, it doesn't exist here. It's like, yeah, it does.
Y'all still ran by the queen?
I think so.
So, like, she dictate what goes on? Or it's just a...
I think it's just like a title thing.
She just lives her life.
Yeah.
Welcome to the air.
Thanks for having me on, though.